Hey y'all, before we jump into today's episode, we would like to invite you to a special event we're hosting on May 30th called Women in Whiskey. Join us for an adult field trip filled with Southern fun at the Jack Daniel's Distillery right here in our home state of Tennessee. Get ready to learn while sipping. We will be taking a private tour of the distillery, enjoy a barbecue lunch on the beautiful hillside, and partake in early happy hour with cocktails provided by Jack Daniel's as we listen in on a conversation with women who work in the industry. The conversation will be led by yours truly, your hosts of the Steel Magnolias Podcast. Learn more about the event at steelmagnoliaspodcast.com. You can grab your tickets there, and we cannot wait to see you on May 30th. And now, on with the show. Atlanta, Georgia is the largest metropolitan area of the Southeast and has no shortage of things to do for its visitors. Lainey made a short trip to take in a few things she had not experienced as a resident in the mid-90s, as well as one place that she has frequented, but not since its renovation. Join us at the table to hear about her urban adventure. I'm Lainey.
And I'm Laura Beth.
And we are
Steel Magnolias.
The strength of steel with the grace of a magnolia. We are here to have uplifting conversations about life in the South.
And we've got plenty of room at our table. So pull up a chair.
Welcome back, sis.
Thanks.
Not a very long jaunt down the road, but a little view outside of town, nonetheless.
That's right. My urban adventure. And I went in a new way this time. I've never done this.
So excited to hear how this went. So you traveled by bus.
Yes, but not Greyhound.
Not Greyhound bus.
I went luxury bus.
Luxury bus.
To kind of see what this was all about. So there's a company called Von Lane.
Okay.
It must be out of Texas because they've been doing routes between Dallas, Austin, Houston, San Antonio, and Fort Worth.
Okay.
Different routes between those.
Texas, yes.
But 4 months ago, they added a route from Nashville to Atlanta. So it goes back and forth, obviously. Okay. You can go just one way if you want. Because you purchased the ticket each way.
Okay, okay.
So yes, you can do round trip. Okay. I don't think it's any cheaper.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it's any cheaper, but they should anyhow.
Yeah.
Just wanted to try it and see what this was all about for a number of reasons. I didn't need a car when I got there.
Well, that's what I was going to say. What was some of the appeal? Because it's a 4-hour drive, which to a lot of people, that's a very doable drive, but what, not to all. So what was some of the appeal?
Yeah, that is a doable drive to me.
Yeah.
But there's a number of reasons I thought this would be a cool thing to experience. For one, Wi-Fi is included on the bus.
Nice.
I can work for 4 hours each way.
Yeah.
And that's worth something.
Yeah.
You know, when you have a busy schedule.
For sure.
Looked very comfortable. Yeah. And it is.
Okay. So like plush seating kind of?
Yeah. It's considered like luxury travel. Okay. So this would be a wonderful first class experience for someone who doesn't necessarily want to go through the hassle of the airport, right?
Yes.
For a short flight, you're talking about getting there early, going through.
You could easily add 3 to 4 hours of time
to that short flight. Yes. Yeah. So this is, I thought, a great option. Mm-hmm.
I dropped you off at a hotel.
Right. So they always go from a nice hotel to a nice hotel.
Okay.
So even that is something like if you needed to stay there, like if you were staying in a hotel, you could maybe choose that one to make it even super easy.
Cut down on even one less form of transportation. Yeah.
Oh, another wonderful thing, they allow 2 pieces of luggage under 50 pounds as well as a carry-on. Like that's included.
Yeah, yeah.
So
how big of a bus are we talking? Like
it's a full size. I don't know what that means. Like
usually they're around 50 seats. So.
Okay, this is 22.
Okay. Because of the plush seating.
Because they're plush. You can recline back.
Yeah.
And there's a little thing that drops down that kind of has your feet at a nice angle, but they're not up.
You're not
like
a
you're not recliner chair theater seating, because that would probably take it down to what, 12 seats something.
That's true.
So the layout is two seats on one side of the aisle, one seat on the other side of the aisle. So you can choose what you prefer.
Yeah.
You know, if there's two of you and you want to sit right together.
And you just get on and choose. Or did you have to?
No, you pick a seat.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
okay.
You pick a seat before you
So it's
get on the bus.
Okay. It's not open seating.
And I guess it depends on the time of day and the route and the busyness. If it's not full, they'll let you move to a different option.
Okay.
But if it's full, you're in the seat you chose.
In. Okay. Makes sense.
There's an, I don't know, do you call it an attendant on the bus that's serving you?
Okay, so somebody besides the driver. I didn't realize that.
Yes.
Okay.
And
because they're serving you like drinks and...
Drinks and food and...
Oh my gosh. Super,
okay, so let me just say that as soon as you get on, the attendant comes around and wants to know, do you want a blanket? Do you want a pillow? Do you want an eye mask? Do you want a neck pillow?
Are you serious?
All the things. Sanitizing wipes.
You're like, I want to do just probably like a gel manicure, pedicure. Just kidding.
So that was really nice.
Wow.
She even had Advil and Tylenol on her little tray.
Are there alcoholic drinks?
So on the website, it looked like on certain routes, they have that for purchase.
Right.
I didn't get that offered or see that.
Okay.
But my routes were not full.
Okay.
So I don't know if, you know.
Maybe that has something to do with
it. I don't know. Maybe it was time. No, it wouldn't be time of day because one of mine was in the late afternoon.
This is a new route. So maybe they haven't brought that in.
That's
to
true
the fold
too.
Yet.
That's true too. There's a restroom on board. So there's no stopping.
Yeah.
We did one time pull onto a rest area to change drivers based on how much time they had been driving.
Hours.
You know how that stuff works.
Two drivers.
But
on
nobody
there.
Could get off.
Right.
I mean, it was super quick, too.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You hardly knew that had even happened.
They handled it
so smoothly.
There's so many rules and regulations to protect
with transportation.
Drivers, which is good. Yeah.
Again, there's Wi-Fi included, and that really made the trip just such a great use of time.
Yeah.
I had my laptop out working instead of sweating the traffic and the rain, which happened for part of the trip
both ways. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So that's wonderful.
I mean, you had a driver. This is so awesome.
I know, and an attendant.
What was the food like? You said there was food.
So they offer, depending on the time of day, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to kind of steer what they offer.
Sure.
But they offer a couple of different times they come by with snacks, which is like chips, nuts, popcorn kind of situation. Mm-hmm. And then I actually had the option of a lunch and then a dinner coming back, which were pretty much
sandwich.
The same options.
Yeah.
And it was wraps, salads, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I had the Cobb salad, which had a little bit of chicken on it and boiled egg. It was so good that I had it on the way back,
really?
Too. Like, the salad was so good.
Wow.
I know I liked that. I'll just have that again.
If it ain't broke.
That's right. They offer sodas, waters, coffee, tea, juice in the mornings.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think cranberry, apple, and orange.
Yeah.
So quite a few options.
Did you use the bathroom?
I used the bathroom once.
Yeah.
And it was on the way down.
Was
and
it
once
like
on the way back?
Airport or
bigger? Little bigger, a little nicer.
Okay.
Nicer in the sense of just roomier and, you know, the napkins and paper towels and everything are really nice in those kinds of luxury situations. So I thought it was a great experience. As far as pricing, it depends kind of on when you book. Like, it ranged from what
it changes.
I saw, $99 to $139 each way.
Okay.
So you determine if it's worth that for you.
Yeah.
But look at the gas price too and all of the things when you're taking that into consideration. But the closer to leave time, the higher it's
getting
going.
Higher. Okay.
So if you know you're going to do it, jump on.
Mm-hmm. That's always funny to me though. You'd think it would start going down if they've got empty seats because they're going regardless. That just seems like it's so backwards.
I see what you're saying.
Do they not want to just sell the seats?
Right.
Like, wouldn't they want to market start slashing prices. Well, anyway, go ahead.
There's a
Von marketing
department. There you go. And they also have a form that you can fill out for unaccompanied minors to travel.
Ooh.
So I just wanted to mention that if that is a need for someone.
You can send your kids away for spring break on their own.
Well, it felt very safe.
Yeah. Yeah.
They put your luggage under and then you keep your carry-on or whatever mm-hmm. that you want. It just seemed like
so
cool, very safe. So I enjoyed
cool.
my Von Lane experience and would weigh the options monetarily if it was appropriate again.
Yeah, love it.
But there you go.
So that's how you got there and how you
and
returned.
How I returned.
Let's get into the meat of things you did. Now, you lived in Atlanta for a good amount of time.
I did. I moved there in 1993 and moved back to Franklin in 2000. So
okay.
7 years. I lived there during the 96 Olympics, which was super special.
Oh my gosh.
And the Braves winning a World Series. Like some really special things that happened in the 90s,
yes.
mid-90s.
And I feel like you soaked it up. Like you were at every single
Olympic.
I was a Olympic.
Fox Theater usher, and I was a...
You even pulled me into that one time. That was
so
amazing
funny.
For the
saw
Blue Man
a lot
Group.
Of good, well, I saw a lot of good acts. I saw Jerry Seinfeld. Like, just
wow.
some big acts that I couldn't have afforded the ticket prices
yeah.
in my 20s.
Yeah.
But I also think I was in my 20s, so it was all about the music festivals. It wasn't about touring the Swan House or
right.
something like that.
Right.
So there's certain things that I never did, even though I lived there. I
yes.
drove by these places all the time.
Yeah. That's so age appropriate, though,
but
I think.
I wasn't going to spend an extra $20, $25.
Yes.
Because I didn't have a lot of extra
right.
on that.
Yes.
It was going to go towards
now you're
Music
right.
Midtown tickets
exactly.
or something around Music Midtown t-shirts.
Now we're too old to stand for long periods of time squeezed in on festival grounds, and we ride luxury buses down to Atlanta to the
we
History
like
Museum.
We don't like Port-a-Johns once I hit 50. So I finally went to the Atlanta History Center.
Love it. Okay. Is that like down, or where is that?
Okay, so
you're probably going to get into that.
I am. It's really amazing to me, though, because I learned something new about this, too. It's 33 acres that they own in Buckhead.
Whoa.
Really nice area
Whoa.
Of
okay.
Atlanta. But that was a suburb of Atlanta when the Inman family built their family home that's now called the Swan House. So
oh.
that is a part of the Atlanta History Center. There's several structures on this 33 acres. But the Inman family donated 28 acres in this Swan House home to the Atlanta History Center.
Wow. Now,
and
who are the Inman family? I don't know. I just
very
don't,
good
I don't
question.
Know them by their name.
I wouldn't know that either. So Edward Inman was heir to a large cotton brokerage fortune that was amassed after the Civil War.
Okay.
He was an Atlanta businessman. Was involved in real estate, banking, transportation, etc. There's an area of Atlanta called Inman Park.
Okay, I feel like I've heard of that.
Which is named for their family as well.
Okay.
And this home, which is now called the Swan House, it was just called the Inman family
right,
home
it's just their
at
house.
That time,
yeah.
was designed by Philip Trammell Schutz, I hope I said his name right. He was a noted architect who designed the home and the gardens, as well as many other important buildings in the city. He adapted Italian and English classical styles to accommodate 20th century living.
Oh my gosh.
It's called the Swan House because Emily, the wife, was real loved swans.
Okay.
So there's lots of, there's like hand painted wallpaper in the dining room that's got
Ooh.
Swans in it. And
so pretty.
Some of the furniture, very extravagant,
yeah.
has swans. So it came to be known as the Swan House.
Makes sense.
Because of those details.
Okay.
But you can tour the mansion as well as the surrounding gardens as part of your admission to
okay.
the Atlanta History Center.
Okay.
And if there's any movie enthusiast out there, this home that I'm describing, this mansion, was in the Hunger Games
oh.
Catching Fire movie as the villain President Snow's mansion.
Oh my gosh.
So he was played by Donald Sutherland. So
okay.
if you know the Hunger Games
yeah.
and that part of his, that was his home.
That's awesome.
In those
How
movies.
How fun. I love that.
So that's anyhow.
Still crazy to think of Buckhead being a suburb.
Isn't it? Because it seems Buckhead like it's so is the Atlanta. Middle.
Yes, exactly.
Of things.
It is.
Well, yeah. Maybe not as the middle as Midtown, but it's
yeah
very important area.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, sorry.
So no.
Who would you think would love this museum?
I think there's several populations that would. There's a lot here for a Civil War enthusiast.
Okay.
There's a lot here for someone who wants to know the how and the why.
Okay.
Atlanta became such a built-up hub That's in good. The Southeast.
That's good, yeah.
And I even think if you're an Atlanta resident or ever have been, mm-hmm. there's a lot here. There was lots of things that really warmed my heart.
Really?
Okay. Seeing old things or how things came to be.
Yeah. Some nostalgia for sure.
For sure. And there's also ever-changing exhibits.
Okay.
So
okay.
keep that in mind too.
Okay.
In fact, if you're an Atlanta resident, my friend I was with ended up buying a membership because she had no idea how much they offered.
Oh, wow.
And so she was like, I'm getting a membership here. They have members-only parties and,
wow,
you know, yeah. just a lot of different offerings.
That's awesome.
So anyhow.
That's so good.
So there was one exhibit that stood out to me a lot called Gather Round. And this exhibition shares the stories of individuals of many different backgrounds and perspectives who helped create the Atlanta we know today through artifacts and interactive media. They talk about, you know, companies that really shaped Atlanta and just how the cultural life and urban growth happened. Lots of different.
That sounds fascinating. That's a lot of stuff we try and talk about on here.
Absolutely.
Like what's shaping culture in the South. Yeah. I like
that. So I thought it was really interesting as a former resident. Mm-hmm. There was just so many things that really made me smile.
Did you spend like a full day here or just half a day?
I think. Now, keep in mind, I was asking a lot of questions and that kind of thing. So, I went on an actual tour.
Okay.
So it wasn't like I was just buzzing through.
Right.
But I think we spent 3 hours.
Yeah.
On property.
Okay.
Something like that.
And you felt like you got it all in?
No.
Okay.
I can say no.
Okay.
I do not feel like I got it all in.
Could you have gotten it all in a day or is it just too much?
No, I think you could.
Okay.
And there's, on that note, if you spend the whole day, there's a wonderful coffee shop and a wonderful restaurant.
Oh, cool.
Brash Coffee Shop and Super Jenny is the name of the restaurant. And people were coming to both of those places just and then heading to work
or oh, wow.
coming in for their lunch break. Like that was happening. So that tells you they're good.
That's good.
It's not like it's just, oh, I guess we'll While get a coffee here. At that.
Yes.
Because it's all we have.
Since
it's
the only option.
They're both really good. So the other piece that I really enjoyed because I had never seen as a resident. Mm-hmm. is the Atlanta History Center is now the home of the Cyclorama. So the Cyclorama features a fully restored cyclorama painting of the Battle of Atlanta.
Okay, so this is like panoramic or what's...
It's panoramic.
Oh, it's a circle.
It's like a full circle.
Okay.
So it's a painting. It's one of only two cycloramas in the United States,
okay.
the other being the Battle of Gettysburg cyclorama. And it really is one of America's largest historic treasures. Mm. It's an 132-year-old painted piece of art.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's 49 feet tall.
Are you serious? Oh my gosh.
And is longer than a football field.
Whoa.
It's a circle.
Yeah.
But if you were to stretch it out longer than a football field and weighs 10,000 pounds.
Oh my gosh.
So this is hard to even describe, quite honestly.
Yeah.
It's a full circle, three-dimensional illusion that's designed to transport the viewer onto the battlefield.
Okay. Makes sense.
Now, keep in mind, Civil War, it's even interesting to see how sparse everything is.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's good to watch the guide kind of point you like, okay, here's where the main hub of the city is now. Now this area over here is where you would find the Carter Center.
Okay.
You know, because you have,
you it's can't just recognize
mostly
it.
Open land.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's super fascinating.
Crazy.
And they do kind of an overlay of film to where it looks like some fighting is happening. It's a cool experience. Yeah. I really enjoyed getting to see that for the first time.
That's cool.
And they also have the Turning Point exhibit, which is an experience of Civil War through the eyes of soldiers and civilians.
Okay.
Totally buzzed through that because we had been there a long time. Yeah. So if you're a Civil War history buff, you're going to love that section. But we were kind of like, okay.
That happens with any museum. Like you spend all this concentrated time and then your feet start hurting.
Right. Maybe. I had done, you know, so much by that point that we just kind of buzzed that. But just some other exhibits that they have there right now. I'm going to go quick, but there's the decorative arts collection of the architect of the Swan House. There's a women's suffrage exhibition, which was super cool. The Bobby Jones story, he's credited with popularizing golf on an international stage and was an Atlanta resident. The Native Lands exhibit, which is the Muskogee and Cherokee Native Americans that lived there in that area that's now Georgia. And then a locomotion railroad exhibit on how that was important in the making of Atlanta. So there's just a lot to see here. But we had a great experience. Clearly, my friend did since she became a member. But
that's awesome. Yeah,
I'm really glad that I took the time to see what all they have there. Yeah. They even have a working farm that kids can come and
kind
of see. We didn't even go to that because it was rainy at that point in time. Yeah. So we didn't go do that. But
so good.
Check it out.
Okay. Well, any piece of a good trip has to include some food. So was there any
There was a couple special
meals that stood out.
I finally made it to Pascal's Restaurant, which was opened originally in 1947.
I've heard of Pascal's.
And this is famous for the Civil Rights Movement.
Okay.
So James and Robert Pascal opened a 30-seat luncheonette on West Hunter Street, where they sold sandwiches and sodas.
Okay.
As the business grew, they expanded the menu to offer hot lunches. Now, this is where it gets interesting to me. There's no stove, and the brothers did not own a car. So the hot food was prepared at Robert's home and delivered by taxi.
No way. No way. This is so like the original DoorDash. Amazing.
So later, it grows exponentially to where they've got, you know, full-blown restaurant. They later add a, well, let me start with that. So the restaurant moves to a different spot on Hunter Street, just next door. And it becomes, in the 1960s, an active part of the civil rights movement. So they were the meeting place for a lot of the key civil rights leaders and strategists, Dr. Martin Luther King and his lieutenants.
Wow.
The Pascal brothers would often post bond for arrested protesters. Wow. They would also serve complimentary meals and extend their hours to provide a central location where parents and friends could greet their loved ones after they were released from jail.
Oh my goodness.
I know. Just chills, right? Whoa. So, and it was a place where blacks and whites were welcome to meet and come together. So again, why I have never went there as a resident. It was in an area that I didn't go in very much on the south side. Just things
There's
like that.
Too but. Much. You cannot look at it that way. Yes.
I know. Yes. I just wanted, like, where's the pizza place with the cute boys? But other than, you know, now it's important. Yes. And I finally made it there. In 1960, they added Le Carousel Lounge to part of their offerings there. And this was a jazz club that had the likes of Aretha Franklin, Lou Rawls, Dizzy Gillespie. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds
Isn't that amazing?
So fun.
And then in 1967, they added the Pascal's Motor Hotel, which had 120 rooms and a swimming pool.
Oh, my gosh.
So it became like they were like big time entrepreneurs.
Yes. Because that was also needed, a safe place to stay.
That's right. Wow. Now, in 1995, they opened three Pascal's locations in the Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport.
My goodness.
And in 1997, Robert Pascal passed away. So, one of those original two brothers. Mm-hmm. And then, in 2002... James Pascal and another businessman Herman Russell, they came together to, because this is all that over the years closed down. All they had was the airport.
Okay.
Locations. That's all they were doing. So then in 2002, they decided to open a 21st century version.
Okay.
Of Pascal. So that's why I never went. It wasn't there. No. That's what I'm thinking of. Like, of course I didn't go. It wasn't
an operation.
An operation. Okay. That makes sense. Because I was thinking, how come I never made it to this place?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyhow, so 2002, they opened this Northside Drive location in the Castleberry Hill area.
Okay.
And if you make a trip down to the big, humongous new Mercedes-Benz stadium, this is right there.
Okay.
This is right, I mean, just right down the street.
Okay.
So great place to visit if you're going, you know, if you're around the Mercedes-Benz stadium. Yeah.
So what did you eat?
So it's very Southern food. They're known for fried chicken, fried catfish, all the things you would think a Southern restaurant.
Boiled cabbage.
So I did the veggie.
Good for you.
Because the vegetables on those in those places are so good.
So good.
And actually my friend I was with also, we both just got four veggies.
That's amazing.
So I had the collard greens, the Brussels sprouts, which were maybe some of the best I've ever had in my life.
Really? Roasted? Or how did they cook
them? I'm not sure. It seemed like they were cooked in some honey. It was kind of had a sweet, like a spicy and sweet something.
Okay.
I wish I could have gotten the recipe. I got the mac and cheese and the potato salad.
Okay.
My friend got similarly, but I tried her candied yams. Oh my goodness. That could have been your dessert.
Yes.
If you wanted to.
Kind of like the sweet potato casserole at Thanksgiving. Yeah.
The cobbler looked really good, but I was full. I didn't do it.
Yeah.
So that sounds anyway, really good. It's very Southern food. It's got a special history. So if you find yourself in the Castleberry Hill area of Atlanta,
good one.
Check it out.
Pascal's. Okay. Any other meals or highlights?
Yes. I made it to the Battery, which is adjacent to where the Braves play at Truist Park. So it's kind of all right there together.
The new Braves location. And I'm still saying new, even though it's been there for several years.
Yes.
But it has moved.
This area is super cool.
Okay.
So they have shopping, dining, lots of different things to do.
Okay.
And I was, you know, I really think even if you didn't have a ticket to a Braves game, the energy would be so high because it's just literally right there.
Okay.
Lots of sports bars, lots of just fun places to have a meal and feel the vibe, even though you're not.
If you're with people or somebody that's like, I want to go to the game, you go to the game and
we're
going to
shop and eat
over here.
Though I would personally love to be in the stadium
but
not everybody cares about
that. Yeah.
So shopping wise, I'm just going to scratch the surface. There's the Braves Clubhouse store. There's a store called South End, which is Southern Gifts, Artisan Foods, things like that. My favorite was this store called Sugar Boo and Company. It's so wonderful. It's artsy paper goods, home goods. I pretty much loved everything in the store. Mm-hmm. It reminded me of a store we used to have in downtown Franklin that we don't have anymore called Lulu. Remember that store?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it was similar. Some of the stuff they carried.
Cool.
Loved it so much. The dining options, it's mostly like small chain restaurants that you're going to see here. Wahlburgers, Mark Wahlberg. Superica, I don't know if you've ever heard of that Mexican place.
Okay.
Fat Tuesday.
Okay.
Like lots of chains that are not huge chains.
Right. Yeah.
But we decided to try this Asian food market that's called Feast, like P-H apostrophe East.
Oh, like Feast. Okay.
Exactly.
That's cute.
And they had several Asian options, so I was in heaven.
They had
Japanese, Thai. They had a ramen place, a bubble tea place, like all different things.
How did you even pick? This is like your sweet spot.
So my friend and I got something from three different spots, and then we just shared, which is like my favorite.
Your own little food tour in there.
We did.
That's awesome.
So I highly recommend if you are in that area, like try and, you know, and there's something for everybody in these kinds of places. So.
So like an Asian food court, though.
It was like you go in it your own, its own little section.
Cool.
With its own tables.
Okay.
But, you know, if somebody else wanted to grab a burger from a place or pizza or Mexican, you could all come together and eat.
Yeah.
But I thought that was really cool. And that's it also so is the home of the Roxy Music Venue now. They've moved it up there to the Battery.
Okay.
Park Bench Piano Bar
is
there. They've got one of those escape places.
Oh, the escape room.
One of those. I don't know the name of this one.
Okay.
Like a gaming experience, like lots of different things to do in that area.
Yeah.
So I felt like if you were with mixed age groups
or
you're paying one place to park, keep everybody happy.
Yeah.
And that's good awesome. Option for that.
So is this is Atlanta or is this Marietta? Where
it's it's in Cobb County. Okay. I don't know if it's a Marietta. I think it's down from Marietta, but it's more on the north side.
A little outside of town.
Yeah. Okay. And then I couldn't be in Atlanta and not go to the High Museum of Art because I like to get my cup filled with some pretty visual art. So I used to be a member, but I hadn't been in a long time. They've renovated it.
I think probably my first big art museum was the High because during the Olympics, they had that rings museum.
Oh, my goodness.
Rings exhibit that you were like astounded by. So I went to that.
Yeah.
Because they had art from all over whole world.
All over the world.
Brought in.
Some really famous things.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, the exhibit that's theirs right now is called Joseph Stella, Visionary Nature.
Okay.
It's on view through May 21st of this year, 2023. So Joseph Stella is Italian born, but moved to New York. And a lot of his paintings that he's famous for are have to do with the Brooklyn Bridge and Coney Island.
Oh, cool.
Things like that.
Okay.
He has some lesser known works that were actually really cool of the natural world, which was a theme, you know, just lots of flowers and
pretty
things like that. And they had a lot of that there as well. So in addition to that exhibit, I viewed a lot of the American and European art collections because that's what I like.
Yes, impressionist.
Yeah. And I didn't have a ton of time. So I kind of focused on the exhibit and then those two areas. But they also have African art, folk art, decorative arts, modern art, as well as photography. So lots to see.
Is it one of your favorite museums in the whole world?
No, I can't actually say that.
Okay. But I know you love it just because it was in your backyard.
Yeah.
Kind of for many years of your life. So
it's a good visit if you're, it's anytime you're in a big city, there's a chance they're going to have a museum that's worth seeing for visual arts or many, you know, it depends on the city, but I just think that's a neat place to see good visual art.
It is.
I'm still not, you know, I'm not such an art lover that I have appreciation for everything.
For all the mediums,
looking at certain things, like, why is that in here?
Yeah. I think most people are like that.
I don't get it on certain things.
Yeah.
But it's fun to, even here, I did a partial tour in there. It was going so long, I had to break free.
Yeah.
But it's cool to hear in-depth things from knowledgeable people on artwork,
especially when it's stuff that you're like, now what should I be taking away from
this? There was things that she was pointing out that I thought I never would have seen that.
Okay.
I never would have never noticed that. Or then other things where I'm like, oh, that's why they did that. I can totally see that.
Cool.
Yeah.
I love that.
So that was my quick Atlanta adventure.
Well, and I mean, as I said in the intro, this is a huge metropolis.
Oh my gosh.
So,
didn't even scratch the surface. I mean, there's so much here.
There's so much you've already done there.
Yeah.
There's so much still to be done. There's so much growth happening. You said before we even hit record about all the cranes.
There's lots of cranes in Atlanta as well.
So
as Nashville.
We could do a whole season probably on things to do in Atlanta, but that's really fun to have a little taste of something very recent. And like we said, the Vaughn Lane travel is so new. I think they're even toying with a Nashville to Memphis route as well.
So I would love that route because that's not a pretty drive.
No.
So it would be nice to make that route.
Yeah.
And take a nap or get some work done.
Exactly. Yes.
There were people sleeping too. I'm not good at sleeping on airplanes or things like that. But there were people that just covered up with a blanket and woke up in a new city.
Wow. That's so fun. Well, we hope that you have enjoyed this trip to Atlanta, and we're totally open to hitting us up with some questions if you're going to Atlanta, because, like I said, Lainey's been there
many years. I've got more ideas. That was just the new ones.
Yes, exactly. And if this is a podcast that you are loving, we hope that you will share it on your social media, share it with a friend, text a friend, a link to the show. And if you're really loving it, we would love for you to financially support us by visiting the link in the show notes, and any amount of financial support, whether that be just a one-time offering or a regular offering, we so appreciate it. It helps us to keep the show going and just encourages us. So with that, we will bid you adieu. Lainey, peace be with you.
And also with y'all.